like to speak about two yesodos, two fundamental points that Reb Noach and Yeshiva and organization are really built on. One was spoken about last week and has been spoken about many times from this podium, but I want to maybe add a little bit of a new aspect and a practical application, which we don't always hear. And afterwards, I want to speak about something that's really absolutely fundamental to Reb Noach's historic hatzlach, his historic success, which I think is really not rarely focused on. I'm going to read from Bereishis Chavtes in English a little bit, and then we'll switch to the Hebrew, just it's easier to get the flow of the story. Yaakov lifted his feet and went toward the land of the Easterners. He looked, and a well in the field, and there were three flocks of sheep. From that well they would water the flocks, and the stone in the mouth of the well was large, we're all familiar. And all the flocks would be gathered there, and they would roll the stone from upon the mouth of the well, and they would water the sheep, they would turn the stone onto the mouth of the well to its place. Okay, the Adarim, the sheep, the well. Yaakov says to them, the Yomer Lem Yaakov, Achai, my brothers, may I in them? From where are you? And they said, from Charan. Oh, Charan, Hayadatim is Lavan ben Nachar, but Yomer Yadana. So this we understand. He was looking for Lavan. This is who he was looking for, his family's house. His mother's relatives, Yomer Yadano, they said, we know them. The Yomer them. And Yaakov says, Hashalom lo? Does he have peace? The Yomer, Shalom. No. V'nei Rachel b'ito bar mitzvah. And Rachel came. The Yomer. Hein od hayom gadol. Now, after Rachel's already coming, the Pasuk seems to put in something which is totally parenthetical to the whole story. It has nothing to do with anything the Torah should be interested in. Yaakov, Rachel, Lavan, those are our characters. Those are people. That's what it's all about. The Yomer Hini Yom Gadol, Lo Yisei HaSeifa Mikna, he says, Yaakov gives them Musar. Look, turns over to relative strangers. Strangers, he met them 5 minutes ago. He says, the day is still long. It's not your time to bring the livestock in. Water the flock and go on grazing. The Yomer Lo Yisei HaSeifa Mikna Hashkuat Tzono Churu. Why are you taking it easy in the middle of the day? You want to see example of taking it easy in the middle of the day? Go to Shar Yafo. You see all the Arabs sitting there around with the little carts, you know? So when one hits the other one in the head and they run after each other, I watch one time, right? So do something, get busy, Maichem. The Yom Alonuchal. No, we can't. And they gave him a satisfactory explanation. Now, the question is, there's Noah asked here, what's Yaakov sticking his nose in? Stay in America, mind your own beeswax. Mind your business. This year, Asik, you came to get married. You came to meet Rachel. Rachel's on the way, and it's fascinating that Pasuk tells us this after he saw Rachel coming. Even after Yaakov knows Rachel coming, this suddenly became an interesting point to him. So obviously you saw that Rachel is going to bring from you, you saw that the Torah seems to be speaking out. The Pshuta Shemikra is telling us, take responsibility, take achrayas. You see an issue, you see a problem, don't stick your head in the sand, don't say it's not my issue, don't say it's not what I'm here for, and don't even say it after, I'm adding, you have the focus of what you're there for. You're there for Rachel. Keep focus. Eye on the ball. Yeah, of course Yaakov kept his eye on the ball. He marries Rachel afterwards, we know. The bona base Yisrael with her. And Leah, etc. But that didn't eclipse for him the responsibility and the ability to be involved in something else and take responsibility and take achrayas. By the way, parenthetical remark, just Panovich Rav was asked one time, he was the Gadol Hador in Yanei Tzibur. In his time, he built Panovich, and he built Bate Yaakov. I think at the time of his death, I read that he was feeding 17,000 mouths. 17,000 people were being fed by his efforts. He was a phenomenal, amazing builder of Torah and unstoppable. He was in America all the time, fundraising, etc. And he was a Gaon Olam. He said about himself, I was mocked of the Gaon of Panovich for Yeshiva's Panovich. I gave up the great scholar of Panovich for the Yeshiva. And he gave all the yeshiva to other people. You know, Rav Chatzka Levinstein, the Mashkiach said, you know, he used to come in, or the Panovich Rav comes in, comes out, no one notices him. That was a little bit what it's like with Rav Noach also. Sometimes he would come in and come out, someone worked with me in the yeshiva 3 months. He said, I saw a distinguished person in the yeshiva. He said, who's that? I said, that's Rav Noach. He was so busy and so much work, and he gave the yeshiva over. So anyway, the Panovich Rav said here, what's the yisod when you want to work with people outside of the yeshiva, outside of your realm? Some people are very, very much lich in their boundaries. When it goes a little bit past that, they don't know how to work. So he said, the yisod is Yaakov turned to them and says, Achai, my brothers, My brother, you can't come from the yeshiva and act like you're some high hanshi person. I've got the truth to tell you. Listen to me. Like the Adarim, you go to other people. Your Yaakov is for sure on a whole different level. How do you approach them? Achai, my brothers. And if you ever see the pictures of the Panovich Rav with people around him, the love which was shown from one to the other. Anyway, that's his word. Achai. Also, we know that Yosef was a fascinating idea. Yosef, of course, we know from the end of Bereishis, was Megayer on some level, but was Mal. He circumcised the whole Mitzrayim. A massive circumcision national movement that Yosef did. What was the reason he did that? Why did Yosef make sure that all of Mitzrayim was gemalt, as we would say? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Emes Yaakov, the reason was because Kiyadua, as is known, that someone who has a Mila is more, his morals go up a higher level. That part of the body is somehow connected to Tavis Nashim, to someone which was already such a rampant Yetzer Hara, such a terrible scourge in Mitzrayim, the running after those things, and he wanted to curb the place in order that it would be a better place for the Jewish people. That's how Rabbi Yaakov learns. Very sensible chat. Rabbi Yerucham says different though. Says Rabbi Yerucham says, you know why? Because Yosef could have Ashva on them. That's all. Yosef had the ability. He was in the right place, right person in the right place, and there were a bunch of Goyim and Mitzrayim, Tufik and Ahmed, and who knows what their names were. I can have a good Ashva on these people. Not Jewish, so what? Mal them. You have a maid, you can say a nice word to her, teach her a little bit about Amunah, Sheva Mitzvah, say something. I'm not saying you should dedicate your life to it, but you're in the position. Yosef had the position, says Rabbi Yerucham, since he had the position and the ability, he, for the sake of Mitzrayim, not for the Jews' sake, for Mitzrayim himself, for the Egyptian people, he had this same need of Yaakov. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. Yosef and Yaakov were one zach. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. So the same need of Yaakov, of taking responsibility and seeing what could be done, Yosef is doing the same thing. Now, what does this mean practically, Rabosai? Everybody knows I speak from a low practical place. That's me. Bus, Ken, and Ton, as we say in Yiddish. But I want to make this a little more practical. So I walk to the yeshiva. You see many, many problems on the way to yeshiva, right? Hopefully you shouldn't see a lot of the problems on the way to yeshiva, right? A lot of the problems are what you have to see on the way to yeshiva. So I'm just going to go take responsibility for everything. I won't get to yeshiva. I won't say my shir. I won't say the shmooze. What can you do? Right? What does it mean practically, this idea? I see a problem, so what do I do? So, like I said, I'm not necessarily saying this sort of Noach would say, and he spoke from a higher place, but I'm trying to speak to us in a practical way maybe to help ourselves. You know what? Go through the process. You see something, you see a neighbor, you see a difficulty, you see someone that's sour, you see someone with a difficult time. At least go through the process. Can I help the matzav? Can I help the situation? Go through that process. And you know what? Sometimes the answer can be no, I really can't. According to my abilities and my other chiyuv, my responsibilities, my achrayus, I can't. I can't take responsibility for this thing right now. And if I take responsibility for too many things, sometimes I'll be running around like a chicken without a head, and I won't do my basic responsibilities well. Rav Noach was focused on a certain area of life. He wasn't building everything, everywhere, for everything, everywhere, right? You have to focus somewhere. But sometimes the answer will be yes, you can do something. And the very fact that you took yourself through that process means you care, means you're living ba'arvis, means you took achrayus. That's taking achrayus. I'm checking. Can I do something? Maybe the answer will be no, but maybe yes. And the very fact that I go through that thinking process and I evaluate and say, here's a kid off the derech, here's a neighbor. Maybe I could say something to him. I can't spend every night learning with him. Say hello to him. Give him a smile. Ask him how yeshiva is. Talk to people, give a smile, do something, be mekayer. There's so much that we can do, but we just keep our head in the sand and we don't take the step and ask and check and wonder and be concerned. The person who's concerned is a different person. Whether the answer is yes, I can be involved, no, I can't be involved. The very fact that I go through the process, one, I will sometimes be able to do things I didn't know I could do. And two, the very fact that I went through the process shows I cared, shows I was concerned. I'm a higher level person. I'm a person connected to the tzibur, who cares about the tzibur, the gadol and the frat. Okay, that was the first point I wanted to speak about. The next point is I'd like to share, just wanted to do something maybe because it would be a nice thing. Some of you, I'm sure, have seen this. If someone could just pass this out, I want to learn a letter together with you. Rav Noach, Rosh Yeshiva, of course, was Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, famous Yeshiva of Chaim Berlin. Talmud Altus Lubatkus, Yortzeit was last week. Noach once told me, you know, he had more, got more recognition when he was a little kid, you know, brilliant little Ilui in the Chabura, in the Chaim Berlin. Because he used to be able to come up with brilliant answers to questions. Anyway, so I want to read part of this letter to everybody. I think it's extremely relevant, and then we'll talk about how it directly relates to Noach. Okay, so I made some marks. You know, take a minute, but it's a little worthwhile. Okay? So Rav Hutner has a letter to a Talmud. Ahubi Chaviv, my beloved Talmud. Obviously, this person had written Rav Hutner, the great Rosh Yeshiva, about difficulties he was having. So we're going to start from the brackets. So it says Rav Hutner, Rachol Yetzlein, it's a terrible sickness by us. Shekasher mitaskim anu b'tzadei ha'shleim eshel gedoleinu, when we talk about the different aspects of greatness of our great men, hineinu mitaplin b'sikum ha'achron shamalasam. We look at the end product. We look at them at the end. Oh, the Chavetz Chaim. Nesabraman al darte ha'shleim eshelam. We talk about their shleimus. B'shoshan afnu medalgim. We jump over. Ala mavak ha'pnimi shitkolel b'nafsham. On their inner battles. Haroshim shall sichatein al egdolim et kabel. The way we speak is ki'ilu yotzu mitachas yad ha'yotzu b'komatam b'tzivyonam. We talk about them as if they're finished objects. Like Maisa Bereshis, that's that lashon. Hakol mesochachim, everybody speaks about mitpolim and is in wonderment. Meirimim al neis, and we put up on a flag, et taras ha'loshim shall ba'al ha'chavetz chayim. Haha, the Chavetz Chayim. We can speak about him today. Everybody saw, people saw the beautiful video that we can see. Don Zainim, Mori Nainim, the Chavetz Chaim. Al mi yodea! Min kol milchomos ha-mavakim, ha-mikhsholim, ha-nefilos, ha-nesigos lachos, shemotze Chavetz Chaim. Who knows about all of his battles, his wars, his falls, his stumblings, and his backing off, retreats. B'derech ha-milchomos, shem yitzahar shalo. Mashal echem in ha-elef. This is one mashal of 1,000. V'dayin l'nevim k'shekamozcha l'adun min ha-prada l'kval. Realize from what I told you about the Chavetz Chaim, all G'dolim are like that. Hatotzah zehu k'shenar ba'al ruach. Ba'al shifa, when someone has a ruach, a shifa, he wants to grow. Ba'al tisisa, right? He's someone who's doing stuff. He's active. Motzi batzom v'ksholim. And if you read this, Ha'er edom v'deinav k'vilti shatov v'reis Hashem. So you see yourself and think that you're not part of God's great garden because you're falling, my friend. Because when you imagine who the stiper was, and who Rav Eliashiv was, and who was Avraham Leib Steinman, and who was Rav Noach Weinberg, you see an end product of success. Shelefi demyono shel narzeh liot shatu v'veis Hashem perusho l'shevet b'shalfos ha'nevesh al nos desh Hashem e'im menuchos. You think, what does it mean to be in yeshiva? What does it mean to be spiritual? L'hanos mi'itzra atov, to just sit and feel the loving love of Avas Hashem and you're a good yetzer. Ah, it feels so good. Let's think about what mitzvah I would love to do now. Kederach shatzadikim nenem mesiv ha'shchina shatrasem b'roshem mesiv ha'gan Eden. I sit in yeshiva, I sit in Gan Eden. I sit with my wife, I sit in Gan Eden, I sit with my children. It's Gan Eden, Nirvana. Ule'idach visa, lovios murgaz v'sara te'yitzer al derech ha'chosu shel b'mosim chofshi. I will not, however, have the Yetzer Hara bother me. Avodolecha, Chavivi, no, shesharish nishmoscha. The sharish of your soul, lo l'shalvash Yetzer Tov. It's not for the peace of the Yetzer Tov. El adafke milchamto shel Yetzer Tov. It's the milchama. U'michtava yakar, and your beautiful letter, ha-milchad me'ib k'mei Eden. Your letter tells me like 100 witnesses, ki achein lochem nemanata. You are a true fighter. B'tzvako shel Yetzer Tov. Be'englid omrim. You can read that yourself. The Vaday, she'enchal nichshav, omeyli nichshav, you will fall. U'bekam marachas hapol shidod, you will definitely fall in battle. Avanim avtiach lecha, said the loving Rosh Yeshiva. She'l'ach ha'hefzid, kol marachas, after the battle, teitze min ha'machama, k'shezer ha'nitzachon, the crown of victory will be on your head, right? And the sharp, tariff, the sharp grabbings, how do we say tariff, guys? The sharp things like trefa, the sharp things which you caught will be coming out of your teeth. What? Crane? Prey. The sharp prey will be coming out of your teeth. Lose battles, the win wars. Seven will a tzaddik fall and he will stand. Batipshim. Look how he learns, you're both saying. Batipshim. Foolish ones, choshvim. He kavanos of the derech rubusa. Afa pishe shevi yivol tzadim in kol mokum ukam. Ava lachacham the wise men yodim heitev shakavanu shimachus akima shel tzadik. He derech shevi nefilos. How did this tzadik become a tzadik? because of the Sheven Afilas, because of his difficulties. B'yar kol asher asav in eto mo'od tov zeyetzer tov, chazal telach mo'od zeyetzer hara. Ahuvi! We're getting there, guys. Look what a Rebbe's supposed to be, Rabosai. I press you to my heart, and I whisper in your ear. Look at this, guys. If your letter will be telling you about all the great things you did, I got a good letter. But now, you read those and it feels and mechshom. You tell me about your difficulties, and then Omer shekibalti mimcha mechtav tomod. I got a great letter about your hatzlacha, been a good letter, but you told me about your nefilos, your difficulties. It was a great letter. Unbelievable. Please, when it repeats, don't imagine to yourself our great men. Shame the Yitzhar Matov of Chinus Chadu. They and the Yitzhar Matov is one. Lumazot Saibanav Shav Gadusim Shav Gadolion Baot Yashom Milchama. When you think about the Chavetz Chaim, think Milchama. No Ra. I'm calling it Tiyas Ashtelos Vanimuchos. Think of the Chavetz Chaim as a battler, as a fighter, as someone who had everything difficult happening to him. Both, I want to tell you a story. There was a big tzaddik named Shlomo Bluch. And he says he snuck in one time when the Chavetz Chaim opened the Aron. And he said, I heard it be mizvada, and the hair on my head stood up. That's what Shlomo Bluch said. Lumatos, tzarbanam shekadusim shekidolim ba'os yeshom melcham anorah, I'm calling it to the shizunuhuz. Bizman, shircha margish v'kirva chasara sayeser, when you feel the yetzer hara, dolecha, look at this. Shebezeh, when your yetzer hara, mitdameh l'gdom har be'yoser, you're more similar to them, me'asher b'shah shatanim to the menucha shleima shatarotavah, when you're in an interesting, simple time. Where you find your biggest yuridos, those difficulties and those battles and those fallings and those retreats, that's where you're going to become a kli. If you keep battling, of course, you'll become a tremendous utensil for Kavod Shemayim, the honor of God. Let's just go to the two on the bottom. Ata, just get part of it. Everybody's welcome to read that themselves. Ata hu ashalta v'veis Hashem. You are the one who is planted in God's house, b'shtatfu b'sivlecha, I am being mishtateh, I am taking part in your difficulties, b'bitachon b'nitzchonecha, I am sure of your eventual success, b'tfila l'hatzlachatzcha, and with a prayer for your success, Yitzchak Kuttner, Yehiv Zichro Baruch. V'achshav hincha meivin et mishpat rishon shel mechtav, right, ki b'etzem mechtavcha midnageihu l'chol hatorim hanimtzaim bo. Your whole letter is against the way you see yourself as being a low-level person. You're a high-level person. Folks, this letter speaks so much for himself. So why am I saying this? I believe, and I'm talking mamish to myself, that one of our main problems is when we look at people, we see success. When I think about my Rebbeim, they're like so far from me. They're so successful. I can't imagine them really not being successful. And then your picture of success is success. And your picture of the Derech Aliyah is people are successful. And then when you feel yourself not successful, like this chashuv person, you feel I have no shaychus. So we need examples. We need examples of people who succeeded after failing. And I was thinking, I always like to say this point, that that's one of the greatest things that we didn't necessarily see about Rav Noach, but at least we know about Rav Noach. Noach would always speak about his failures, besides the fact he called himself a failure. I don't know if that's for us. That's a high madriga, right? No, thought he was a failure, even at the end of his life. That's not for us. I don't know. That's not for me. I think too many people that will lead us down a bad path. But Rav Noach used to always say, I tried to check out today with a bunch of people, couldn't get the exact number, 5 to 7. Rabbi Kalin said, Rav Gil said, at least 4. 4, 5, 6, 7 organizations, yeshivas that he made and failed. And B'nai Brak, one was called Shema Yisrael, or some F didn't work out for him. There's another one, I think, with Aseret Zion. All these places, and it didn't work out. He was in this Rodin, Tzvi Block spoke about, and he kept going. And imagine if he would have stopped after time number 3 and gone back to being a salesman like he once was. And he could have. But he kept pushing, and he kept going, and he didn't forget the message that it's not about succeeding. And it wasn't just him. He was the true example of Shevi Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. 7 times. Mamish, 7. 7 times the Tzadik fell. And because of those nefilas, he made something which is so amazing until he got it just right. And how often do we look at ourselves and say, you know what? I've fallen. I can't get up again. I've fallen. This is a sign that I'm not the man. I've fallen. This is a sign that I have to try something else. So among all the other great, amazing things we've heard about Reb Noach over this month, which I think Shloshim from the Yartzeit, is to think about that and to be Meir Malan Nes, like Rav Huttner is saying. We live in a place of someone who is Mekayim this Mechtav in its fullest level. He was a Talmud of Rav Huttner. To be someone who your success comes out of failures, and not to give up on ourselves when we are failing, and see them as a sign that we are not shayach. We have to, of course, try and keep going and keep working. But that's the point. To get up and to try again, you fall off the horse, you don't stop, you keep going, and think to yourself, when you're down, imagine if Reb Noach would have stopped after three, and he could have. The whole historic movement of Bali Tshuva wouldn't have been. Other people working on it, but Reb Noach was so unique and so special, and so, you know, Lopiansky spoke on this podium once, and he said, we all saw sun setting, and he saw sun rising. Amazing. He saw sun rising. Now it's so obvious, but then it wasn't so obvious. And failure was closer than success, but he pushed through and he kept pushing through. And that, in closing, is an unbelievable dugma for us. An unbelievable, amazing role model of what we should all be in our own lifetimes. Thank you very much. What? What do you want to call the police? I'm going to say the